Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
You know, last year, this dude came in. I think he had on a purple hat and a suit.
No, he had no purple hat.
What, purple?
I had on my pimp coat, though.
You did have a pimp coat.
I have a pimp coat. It was too cold. It's too cold to wear it this year.
Brian Jones is here, man.
In Technicolor, exploding out of your car speakers right now.
It is good to see you. Good to have you back.
Likewise.
Along.
You and I, we need to hug, man, after our alma mater last week.
It's tough.
Dang. Man.
I wish I could take the listeners behind the curtain during the commercial break. Listen to two Texas guys crying. It's hard.
Still.
It's hard.
Damn Bulldogs.
Yeah, well,
they are new daddy.
No doubt.
They are new daddy.
It's true. When we were talking about this game early in the season, and everybody's like, man, and I kept telling Mike, I'm like, look, the pressure's on Texas.
Yeah.
Right? We've not been in this situation. Georgia's done this. Kirby's lived this. And they go to Austin and smack us. And then I said, okay, well, we'll see you at the SEC Championship. And they get there, and I was like, look, get back. And I think it hurt even more to lose in overtime, man.
It hurt even more to lose in that matter, especially when you're controlling the damn game the first half. Should have been 21-0. You have to score touchdowns. You can't kick field goals against the Georgias, the Alabamas
That's
of the
right.
world. So, games such as that, you're not going to have multiple opportunities. You better execute the opportunities you do have. And they were there. They presented themselves. And Texas just didn't execute. But give Georgia credit. You put a backup quarterback in. He's running. He's passing. I'm stacking the box, dude. Like, nah, ain't running on us. You're going to prove to us you can pass. I'm putting all 20. Everybody I traveled to Atlanta going to be in the box, okay?
Right.
And they didn't do that. And Georgia was able to run, and their defense stepped up and played lights out once again. 6 sacks after having 7 in the first ball
That's
game.
That's right.
And they played championship football.
It is our man Brian Jones, guys. And again, they do a great job, and we miss the SEC on CBS, but doing a great job with the Big Ten. We were just saying off the air, and I said to Carl a couple times, I just thought, you know, I'd see more Arch Manning in the SEC championship game. Nothing against Quinn Ewers, but it's like we're seeing his ceiling right now. It's not that great.
Yeah, you know that last PI on Georgia, Wingo was open, number 5 for Texas, and yet it was an underthrow. You got the PI. Then the next throw, I don't know what the heck that was. Mm-hmm. So far be it for me to tell Coach Sarkisian what to do. He's there day in and day out. He's recruited these guys. He knows what they can and cannot do. So I'm going to lean on him, and I'll just have to let the chips fall where they may, because he's the mastermind, and he knows whom can accomplish what
right.
and when. But, yeah, you would think there would have been a few more opportunities for the man.
Right.
Brian Jones, guys, with this talking some college football. So the playoff set.
Thank you for fixing that, Mike. He's doing all his damn moves. I was wondering what he's doing, showing phones.
Well,
just tell the man what you need done.
We got an engineer here.
Well, tell him.
Perfection. I didn't want to interrupt your brilliance.
Yeah, somebody going to interrupt me.
That the volume level needed to be lowered.
And all Mike did was hit one button.
Hey, I worked at Radio Shack for 3 weeks here.
The kids Boom. Don't even know what Radio Shack is.
Hey, man.
who is the favorite in this thing? I look at this bracket, and we listen, the Dogs, we've said this for 3 weeks, they're as at their best, they can win it. But we've seen them not be at their best at times this year, and you wonder. First half of Alabama, Ole Miss. I mean, so who is the favorite in
Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
First half versus Texas. I would say Oregon has to be the favorite. They're the only one that's unscathed. They had a dogfight on their hands a week ago, which I didn't expect, versus Penn State, and their defense really looked suspect considering the amount of yardage and points they gave up in that ball game. But you look at all their opponents that are in the CFP, Ohio State, Boise, and Penn State, they gave up over 32 points in all three of those ball games. So, but their offense, they're so powerful, they can overcome that type of scoring by the opponents. Everyone has flaws.
Right.
Everyone has flaws. So it just depends on what you get week in and week out, or that particular day, I should say. Oregon and then everyone else is what I'm saying.
And that's what I was just going to ask you, because everybody's got flaws. As Brian Jones joins, depth isn't there. Kirby would always have, like, you know, 3 5-star guys backing up the other guys, and that goes for everybody. But is Oregon – and Dan Lanning's kind of like reminds you of Kirby. He's made mistakes early on, learns how to win the big games, and now he's getting it done.
He's getting it done, and he is so – go back to that 12 men on the field versus Ohio State. How genius was that? That was just incredible. And then they immediately outlawed.
The NCAA takes
but
it away.
Looking for those loopholes, man. And that's Belichick-esque.
Right.
Right there, looking for loopholes, taking advantage. But, yeah, he has built that Oregon team – in the same manner as Georgia's built. You got speed on defense, physicality on defense, physicality on offense. Mm. You got a quarterback that takes care of the rock in Dylan Gabriel, and it helps to have a guy who has as much football under his feet as he does, Bo Nix prior to him. But, yeah, they are formidable when they are on, but you can say that about a lot of teams. Texas and their defense stomping A&M the way they did in their backyard. You know, I'm thinking, okay, we're back, we're good. And the way the defense played in the first half last week, they were outstanding. Couple turnovers, just too many dang penalties. So everyone has some flaws. That's what's going to make it so interesting, and it's going to be so fun because, hell, you don't even know. I'm picking Penn State to beat SMU, but I wouldn't be surprised if SMU won. I think Notre Dame would beat Indiana. I'm not surprised if Indiana wins. That's just how much fun this is going to be, and I'm glad we now have this fall tournament.
I agree. 12 teams. At some point, we think they'll expand, but let's start here and see how this goes. And I think the unpredictability is what makes it really cool.
Yeah.
With where we're at. There is no dominant team. There may be next year or 2 years from now. Not this year.
Yep.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game on Radio Row, guys. Army-Navy. Brian is here because, obviously, this game is going to be broadcast on CBS. I want to ask you about the Heisman. We had Nicole Arbach on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'd love to answer, but I got to vote, and I can't.
I vote.
So just then, let's talk around.
Give me some money, I'll tell you.
You're always asking to hold something.
Yeah, I'm poor.
You always asking.
What you got? I'm still waiting on my steak.
Well, this is true.
I ain't never getting that steak.
No, we do owe you a steak.
We do have Yardbird over here.
No, but
that's a fried chicken.
You've been owing me a steak for so long, you owe me a cow now.
I know.
Moo.
It's been so long. I don't even know what the
like
bet
a steer.
I don't even know what the bet was. This is like five stakes now.
That's how long. It's been a decade.
It was Georgia, Alabama, like sometime.
Okay, a decade.
I don't remember.
Here's the deal. Georgia can't beat Alabama unless their whole wide receiver room implodes, and Texas can't beat Georgia.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Let's talk around it then.
All right, the Heisman.
I've never seen anybody play every damn snap, Brian Jones, on both sides of the football and have the impact that Travis Hunter has had.
You sound like Aaron Taylor, who works with us at CBS Sports.
And Aaron's terrific, and he does a great job.
Deepen your voice some more.
And great minds think alike. Yeah. I've never seen that. But then we're talking about going back 30-some-odd years with Barry Sanders, and this Genty kid at Boise State is like 100 yards off of what Barry did. Like, it's incredible. I don't know who wins. All I'm telling you is they're both deserving. That's how we'll talk around it, since you can't say.
And if Miami doesn't lose an extra game there at the end of the season, you're going to have Cam Ward, who's probably at the top of the list with the season he had, and he's been the catalyst for all of their success, in my estimation, this year, and set all types of records. Genty, they stacked the box. every week. Everyone knew that's the guy you had to stop, and yet no one could stop him. He is a ferocious running back. He is so much fun to watch, and he's had a lot of carries, and he has carried that team to a Mountain West Conference championship and a chance in the CFP. Hunter, another superb athlete. You're right, playing on both sides of the ball. The reason he has all these those plays, and this is what I told AT, because the defense couldn't get off the field. I didn't say anything about it. Oh, he had 200 plays. Yeah, because the defense was still on the field for 150, and he had 50 offensive plays.
Oh,
get off the field, man. That don't count. What did he do on all those plays? Did he make a play on all 150? No.
It's Brian Jones with us, guys. He'll be part of the pregame. You'll see, of course, from here in the nation's capital for Army Navy. And we said this earlier. We always love the pomp and the all the stuff that comes with it. We've been big fans of this game for years, been to a million of them. But now it's actually cool because both teams are really good. And Army, obviously, a little bit better.
The best combined record they've ever had in this matchup, 19 wins between the two of them. And they pass the ball not just to throw you off their running game scent.
Right.
It's legit.
Right.
It's legit, man. Both of these quarterbacks are throwing for over 1,000 yards. Of course, they're going to run the rock. And Daly, who's from my neck of the woods, West Texas, Abernathy, Texas. And this guy, he's over 1,000 rushing. And Blake Horvath for Navy's almost there at 1,000 yards rushing. It should be fun. And the defenses are going to be stout. And the reason it's always a low-scoring game because they know each other's offenses so well. But there's some new little wrinkles, man. So I'm hoping we get some more offense, but I think it's going to be nip and tuck, and it'll be tight.
I drove through Abernathy, Texas one time.
Uh-oh.
With my dad.
Okay.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he said, son, I said, yeah. He said, you ever been to Abernathy? I said, no. He said, you just missed it.
That's how small it is.
We grew up hunting in Abernathy, Texas, Hale Center, Idaho, Florida, all them little towns, man, in West Texas. Yeah. You're right. It ain't big. Abernathy antelopes.
Is it true? Dusty Rhodes told us a story back in the day that, like, an antelope or some kind of critter wandered onto the football field and the ref pulled out a gun and shot it.
That might be true.
Did you see that happening?
That might be true.
I guess Dusty wasn't lying then.
Dusty, what a cool cat, man. Dusty right. from East Austin.
Yep.
Grew up with the brothers over there. I used to wonder. I know. I just saw this documentary. I was like, now I know why he was so cool.
A Parmathon from West Texas.
That's it, baby.
There it is. Yep. My man, Tower Power, too sweet to be sour.
Brian Jones, man. We love
Where y'all
you.
Been?
What you mean?
Y'all don't love me. I ain't heard from y'all all football season.
Here's the deal.
Well, I mean,
Mike, what's up with this stuff on his face?
Well, I want to look like you, man. You kind of got this kind of Elder of the Tribe thing going. I kind of dig it.
Okay.
The gray is it, man.
I'm liking it.
I'm like Ryan Day. We keep it natural.
Well, I think the last time.
You ain't constipated like Ryan Day, are you? Have you ever seen a more unhappy football coach? Ever.
You're silly. You are. You going to put that out there?
Hell yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. Well,
it's hard to win.
When you ain't beating Michigan, it's hard to have fun.
I know he's the John Cooper. Yeah, he's the new John Cooper, Ohio State. I get it.
Yeah,
but
Cooper
have 2.0. Some fun, man.
That's right.
Have some fun.
By the way,
we miss you, B. We miss you, bro.
Miss you guys, man.
We're going to get in contact.
George, we come to get you, Bulldogs. We ain't scared of you, my father. You hear me?
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.